Gideon's Torch. The title of this particular presentation is The Loud Cry. Previously in Judges chapter 6 and the first part of Judges chapter 7, we've been identifying Gideon prophetically as Adventism. We noted that in a time period when Israel was backslidden and under oppression from the three tribes that represent modern Babylon in the prophetic scenario, and that also are described as the multitude that will stand against the Lord at the end of the world, that the Lord had sent a prophet unto these people as the spirit of prophecy had been given to Adventism, and the emphasis of the prophetic message was to look to the past in order to have no fear for the future. And in that setting, we see Gideon brought to our attention, and Gideon is threshing wheat by the wine press. He's hidden, and we looked at those prophetic symbols to illustrate that Gideon the thresher, his name being the thresher, is symbolizing those that would thresh the heathen at the end of the world. And we know that Christ is the one that will come out of his place and thresh the heathen, but he identifies with his people as the tool that he uses to do this, because this battle isn't a literal battle, it's a spiritual battle. And the battle will be the confrontation of Christ's character as opposed to Satan's character at the end, and his people are going to be those that represent his character, although there is a literal punishment that corresponds with this when Christ returns. We see that Gideon the thresher is hidden. He views himself as the least in his father's house. He's bearing the characteristics of humility, of selflessness as opposed to selfishness, self-sacrificing service instead of self-exaltation. He's close to the wine press being one of the many symbols in the story of Gideon that are talking about the day of the Lord at the end of the world. His nearness to that is in distance is paralleling our nearness to that in time, because we are right before the day of the Lord. He asks Christ, when Christ appears to him as an angel, where are the miracles that we've been looking forward to? And this identifies the position of Adventism today. We're waiting for the latter rain.